The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 Whatever. Listen, today's a special day.
Okay.
A special day. A day for no tears. No tears left to cry today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good.
Heard.
Glad you're here. Are you here? Are we all here together?
Or get the tissues.
get the tissues. But it's going to be a special episode because
happy tears.
Today is the last day that Sierra will be with us on the couch before her wonderful maternity leave.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my and gosh. When this episode goes out, I will have had this baby.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I didn't even forgot about that part. I mean, like, she's going on maternity leave. That means to
that
have
means
the baby.
That means there's a child.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, it can't come soon enough. I am, like...
That part.
Ready? You guys heard me huffing and puffing coming up. I came up the stairs. I had to sit here and, like, recover for a couple minutes before we started filming. God, I'm so tired. I feel like I've hit that point now where I feel huge.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm, like, bumping into things, and I waddle everywhere, and I'm just like, God.
Not the waddle.
I'm checking the watch. Like,
right.
Eviction notice.
Oh. Right. It's time for you to go.
Yes.
Has there been a Grace asking a little bit more, like, when? Or does she just know that it's coming, so she doesn't really, like, follow up often?
She does. She knows the date of the scheduled C-section, mm-hmm. and so she knows that that's, you know, her sister's birthday, and...
Oh, right.
Yeah. Isn't that weird
right.
that I know that?
The birthday.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's literally what birthday means.
Yeah.
Isn't it
Your
weird when you
birthday.
Think about that?
Yes. Yeah. Because birthday is like a word. It's not like a thing. You know?
It almost feels alien when you separate the birth from the day, right?
Right.
Like, happy birthday, happy life year, happy, like...
Yeah.
Totally. Which is why, like, those videos when you hear, like, the nurses being like, happy birthday as the kid's being born, I'm like, that...
Yes, but
weird. Like, it's, I mean, I guess it is the baby's birthday. Happy birthday. Let's tell
Like,
it,
happy birthday.
I don't know.
It just, let's tell it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sang a happy birthday to Grace while they were, like, stitching me up.
Oh.
I'm screaming. You did?
I did.
God, that's
yeah.
so sweet.
Oh my God, that's cute.
Yeah. I had this, I knew in my head, like, oh, I want to, like, celebrate her birthday as, like, a birthday.
Right.
In the hospital in
like
some way.
Like a birthday.
Like, that is quite literally her first like the birthday.
It is the birthday that then you celebrate.
Correct.
Right.
So then when like the more stressful part of the C-section had wrapped up and she was out and, you know, they had brought her up to me and she was sitting right there and I had seen her for the first time and I just started singing happy birthday.
Good for you.
So
that's so sweet.
I mean, you were here enough to sing a song and that's joyous.
So beautiful.
Steven's like, all right. Hey, cool. He's like, I've just seen a lot, and now we're singing happy birthday. What a day.
What a day.
He had, like, a really hard time kind of, like, processing things right away after Grace was born mm-hmm. because it all happened pretty fast. It was, like, 10 minutes from when they told me that I needed a C-section to being, like, in the operating room,
mm-hmm.
which that is the difference between having, like, an unscheduled C-section, which is what I had with Grace, and an emergency C-section, is I got that 10 minutes.
Right.
So I signed the paperwork, and Steven got in the scrubs, and then they wheeled us off, and a true emergency
it's
C-section.
Like, we're not fucking talking, we're handling it now.
Yeah, no got one's it. Telling you what's going on, and you're
I
going.
See.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
so
scary.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I think that was scary, too, right? The unplannedness of it all?
It was, but I can't imagine the stress of a true, like, emergency mm-hmm. C-section. I got a little bit of that time, like, to process it for a minute. But Steven was like, on another planet when all of that was going on. And because he was trying to hold it together for me. Right. And then Grace came in. And then all of a sudden he realized he, like, hadn't eaten and felt like he was going to pass out. And, like,
oh, my God, right.
Because he was holding it all together during all of this going on. And then finally we're, like, in the recovery room. And he's like, I need to lay down on the floor. Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
He's right. Like, and it's happening.
Yeah, he ate, like, 5 packs of fruit snacks.
Right.
Right.
<It's>
like, right.
I wish I could see that.
Just like, Stephen on the ground, like,
good.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's good.
It's fine.
Everyone's healthy.
Yeah. The baby's here. My wife's here. Good. Good. Your POV is your husband lays down on the floor and you can't get up to look or anything. So you're just hearing him unwrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my mom was like, I wasn't looking at Stephen. I was, you know, holding Grace. And all of a sudden my mom goes, Stephen, are you, like, sit down. Are you okay? Like, are you okay? He went,
oh,
like, white.
Oh, and, God, what's happening?
Yeah, he was like, and also, like, now talking to him about that, like, mentally, it took him, like, a couple hours to be like, okay, this all happened. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. Yeah. Like, so I think it was a combination of, like, the physical stress and the mental stress.
Right.
But it was, like, so chaotic. I'm like, this time it's going to be a little different.
Yeah. Right.
Because I know the day we're going to, as long as I don't go into spontaneous labor beforehand, we're going to roll up together knowing what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, I think this is going to be a different experience for me, for sure, but also
right.
for you.
Right,
I have a question
yeah.
about this unplanned C-section business.
Yes.
So you were at the hospital.
Yep.
Because it was your due date and you were, like, having contractions and stuff. Like, you were already there with it?
No. So I had an induction.
Oh.
So I was a week past my due date and I went to an appointment. My doctor was like, you're not dilated, you're not progressing. I was
still
having, yeah, not at all.
Oh,
like, and I was having contractions, they were doing nothing. Like, usually contractions would dilate you. So she's like, you know, we can give it a couple more days, but, like, you really can't go that much longer. Like, because once you get to, like, 41 and a half or 42 weeks, the issues that can arise from a birth do go up.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
I see.
It's that balance of, like, they don't want you to be pregnant too long, mm-hmm. but also they don't want to rush to an induction because inductions do have, like, higher rates of, you know, other issues.
Okay.
And so my doctor was like, you know, let's get an induction on the books as, like, a backup. And so we scheduled my induction for, like, 2 or 3 days, I think, past my due date. And then it got pushed another day because the hospital was really busy that day.
Mm.
So by the time, and then my induction, so I go in for the induction, you know, they do all the medications and things and they stick, like, a balloon in your cervix and, like, inflate it to, like, manually dilate you.
Oh.
Oh.
That was the most painful part of my labor. That's what I was like, epidural!
Right.
Epidural, I'm done.
Can I drink it? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. That sounds strange.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsor.
Spring into stress-free eating with Factor's chef-crafted meals delivered straight to your door. Each meal is fresh, never frozen, and ready to enjoy in just 2 minutes, so you can spend more time on what matters most to you. Last night, I came home really late from an audition, and I was able to quickly heat up the Parmesan and sun-dried tomato chicken penne, and it really hit the spot in just what my body needed. With Factor, you get to indulge in gourmet dishes featuring premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, asparagus, perfect for those of you seeking a culinary adventure without the hassle. And as I mentioned before, Factor meals are the epitome of convenience. No prep, no cooking, and no cleanup required. Simply heat and savor the goodness. Customize your weekly menu to fit your lifestyle with the flexibility to adjust servings based on your needs. And pause or reschedule deliveries effortlessly to suit your schedule. Join Factor in celebrating Earth Month with their Earth Month Eats, highlighting meals with the lowest carbon footprint on the menu. Head to factormeals.com/whatever50 and use code whatever50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code whatever50 at factormeals.com/whatever50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, house guest listeners, it's Cam and my wife, Tare, from the Staying Up podcast. Don't you just miss the good old days?
Like when we couldn't get legally married?
Well, no, obviously not that part. But I mean, when you just have sleepovers with your best girlies all the time.
I mean, yeah, sleepovers are the best. You're staying up late, you're talking hot goss, mm-hmm. and you pour your little baby heart out before maybe having a little moment under the covers.
Oh, whoa. Well, lucky for us, we get to do that every night. But once a week, we invite you to join in.
So tune in every week to Staying Up, where we drink up, cozy up, and stay up.
We'll see you there.
So then, by the time I actually gave birth, because I was late, my induction was pushed back, and then my induction took 60 hours. Mm. Grace was almost 42 weeks by the time she was born.
What do you mean your induction took 60 hours?
From when I got there to be induced to when they made the call for the scheduled C-section was 60 hours.
That's a long
of time. Trying to get labor started in my body.
Well, right. And how long what were you having contractions leading up to that, too? Because that's even, like, you weren't sleeping.
Yeah, like 2 weeks. I was having, like, they call it prodromal labor. Mm. So it's basically labor. Like, I went to the hospital at one point because I was like, these contractions are close together.
Right.
They hook you up to a little machine where they can see the contractions. And they're like, yeah, you're having regular contractions. You're close together. But it's not doing anything.
Mm.
Your cervix isn't dilating.
Why? And
one of the great mysteries of life.
Okay. Right.
Okay. I don't know if it's truth or myth, but I feel like that happens a lot with first time people giving birth because your body's never also had that experience before and like hormones, dumps and all of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I think on average, first time moms usually go like at least 3 days over their due date. So it's pretty common to go over your due date.
Right.
But for me, it had been so long and my body wasn't responding to anything. So when I went into labor, well, when I went in for the induction for them to start labor, they started me for, they have like, you know, a list of things that they do in order of like, trying to get labor started. So I had like, I started on an oral medication and then it was like an IV fluid called Pitocin that causes like regular contractions. And then it was like the Foley bulb, which is the balloon thing they put in your cervix.
Oh boy.
Tragic.
Do they do that to everyone or can you skip that one if you...
Is this a part of... Is this mandatory?
Yeah, well, none of it is mandatory, right? Like you're an active participant in your care. It was highly recommended. In the future, I would get the epidural before the Foley bulb.
Thank you. But there will be that in the future for me because... Right.
Like I said, I'm rolling in and they're cutting me open.
Yeah. And question, what are contractions like? Because I know they're like, okay, I can feel a contraction. What's the feeling? Like when we get cramps on our period?
The weirdest thing is they are kind of similar to period cramps, which I did not think at all.
Right.
It's kind of the feeling of a period cramp plus like tightening.
Okay.
Like in your, like, abdominals, like, in your stomach.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, for me, it was, like, a period cramp plus, like, this kind of, like, very tight feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, those can range from, like, just like period cramps do, something that's pretty minor to something that's pretty major.
Yeah. Right. Can you feel dilation?
That's a good question. Not for me, because by the time I started dilating, I had the epidural.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if other people can.
What was the epidural experience like? Because that's the part of birth that's always, like, seemed the most ominous to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I don't hate needles, but it just seems like a lot.
Yeah. And the way movies put it is, like, so give it to us straight.
Yeah.
I was scared of the epidural because, like, big needle, you know, being numb, all of those things. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to labor naturally as long as I could before needing the epidural, especially because inductions tend to take longer than regular labor.
Gotcha.
And the longer you're on an epidural, it can have increased risk. So I was like, let me see how long I can go. Because I was having painful contractions, but I was like, this I can manage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Foley bulb that I was like, peace out.
And we're done.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Goodbye and good night.
Yep. Exactly. So by the time I asked for the epidural, I was in so much pain that I didn't even have a thought about any of the fears I had for the epidural.
Right.
It was like,
I literally don't care.
Yes.
This was like, it's like a need. Like, yes. Gotcha.
And then I fell asleep because I had also not been sleeping.
Mm.
So, and all of a sudden, all this pain is gone.
Oh.
I'm comfy in bed.
Yeah.
Night.
Night.
Yeah. She's like, wait a minute. Shit. Hold on a second.
Right,
yeah. I feel good. Actually, and you probably, like you said, contracting, you've been like so tight, you know, like it's just
getting
like
some relief. It's like when you clench your butthole.
Yeah.
It's like finally unclench and you're like.
And the period cramps are like lightning bolt and you're just like holding your shit together.
Yep. And then it goes away and you're like, Okay.
Yeah.
Unclench the butthole.
Yeah, my butthole was very unclenched, finally.
Good.
But this time, I will not have an epidural, because when you have a scheduled C-section, or you have a C-section where you hadn't had an epidural yet, they typically do a spinal block.
Gotcha.
Which is just like a different variation of numbing. But the spinal block, the way my doctor explained it to me, is going to be nips down.
Okay.
So whereas the epidural is more like kind of like mid-waist down. So I've heard that some people do kind of panic a little bit at that feeling. So I'm just trying to prepare myself for the mindset of like...
Not nips down.
Right?
I feel like we didn't have to say it.
I'm glad she did, though.
That's literally how my doctor said it. She was like, so from your nipples down, you will be numb. I'm like, the nipple? That's Ryan, a specific
so spot. Specific.
Ryan, stop laughing at the word nipple. I'm sorry. It's science. It's health class back in middle school. Right? Nipples.
Okay.
Wow. So yeah, so this time I'll go to the hospital.
Right.
I'll arrive 2 hours before my scheduled surgery time, and they'll do all the intake and get me settled and then do the spinal block, and then woohoo.
And obviously you're awake for this.
You are, yes.
Right, because...
However, they almost had to put me under for my C-section.
Really?
With Grace. Yeah, I was panicking.
Oh.
I was having phantom pain. So they had confirmed that I was fully numb.
Right.
And then they do the, do you feel this? Do you feel this? I'm like, I think I feel it.
Right. Right.
And actually the doctor said to Steven, pulled Steven aside, the anesthesiologist, and he was like, hey, we're going to give her about like another minute or two to like see if she, you know, settles like
down.
Yeah. but if not, we have to get going with this. And so we're going to put her under, but we're not going to tell her.
Ooh, fuck.
And so then he had to be like, I have to convey to Sierra that we, like, she needs to calm down or otherwise, like...
She's, like, gonna miss
but
it,
but without telling her that.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God.
That's why he needed to lay down.
Right? He was so stressed.
Shit. He's like, we're gonna do what? And we're not gonna tell... Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
So he...
Not this tea.
Well, and there's a sheet up, right?
Oh, right.
So... On one shoulder, I have Steven, and on the other shoulder, I have the anesthesiologist, who Steven said was just shooting me full of everything. He's like, I have no idea. Like, usually when they're like, okay, we're about to give you this.
Right.
But it was so many different things of just like so many needles in my arms.
God.
Steven's like, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. Oh,
so Steven said to me, you know, he was like, hey, we like... I promise you, you're not feeling this. They've tested it. You're not feeling it. You're, you know, getting in your head. Let's take some deep breaths. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. Like, let's do this. And honestly, both Steven and I credit the anesthesiologist so much. He was an angel on this earth. He was like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes doctors, especially doctors in a specialty like that, an anesthesiologist, can be a little cold. This man was so warm and so encouraging. And he was standing right there. And you hear him, like, in our, you know, video of the birth. You can hear him, like, you got this, Mom. Like, you're doing so well. Oh, she's beautiful. Like, here she comes. Like, coaching me through it. And Steven said the whole time, while going, all these different medicines in my arm.
Oh, my gosh.
Bless this man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he was an angel on this earth. And hopefully I won't need all of that now.
This is a perfect time to hear a word from our sponsor.
Okay, guys, it is almost summer, so it's time to say goodbye to the jackets and the sweaters and hello to the shorts and the t-shirts. I knew I wanted to update my wardrobe for summer, but what I didn't want to do was get pieces that weren't going to last the rest of the summer, let alone year after year. So now I've got some high quality, timeless pieces that'll keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I love that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings right to us. The best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So you can get premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. There's also washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. I ended up getting the 7-inch ultra-soft bike shorts in heather green. I really like this color. They had so many cute colors, and I just think the 7 inches is perfect. I really like the quality of these. They don't ride up, and they don't roll down, which is something that always happens with my bike shorts, so I am so happy to have these. I got them for $24.90. I also got the Tencel Rib Knit Tank midi dress in the color Dark Olive for $49.90. Such a great price for a dress I know that I'll have for years to come. Go to quince.com/20whatever for free shipping on your first order and
365-day returns. That's quince.com/20 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/20. That's quince.com/20 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/20.
So,
whoa,
that's kind of how things went down the first time, and also a big reason that I chose to have a scheduled C-section this time, because right. My doctor was like, you, based on my factors, like, you can try if you want to, but I think it will likely end in a scheduled C-section regardless if you schedule it or not. Mm-hmm. But there's a chance you could have a successful, you know, vaginal birth if you try. Just depends how much you want that. And I was like, honestly, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Not for the risk.
Right.
Yeah.
And question, not that it's quote unquote easier, but it's more accessible, I guess, to the doc since they've already done it before. Like, it's the same, like, wound that they open it from, or like they say, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. So actually there is increased risk with every C-section.
Oh, which is,
so the increase goes up. Yeah. Okay. Another reason, another question that I talked with my doctor about before deciding a scheduled C-section was how many kids do you want to have?
Gotcha. They asked you that?
Yes.
I see.
Because typically, and every doctor is going to be different, this is such a sensitive subject, but my doctor said right. She doesn't recommend having more than three. Mm. So if I want to have three children or less, scheduled C-section is a great choice. If I'm wanting to have eight kids, they don't recommend doing eight C-sections. Mm-hmm. And after the second and subsequent C-sections, it is harder and harder to do a vaginal birth.
Gotcha.
So having one, it's easier to then try, because the risk is uterine rupture.
Gotcha.
It's because it's been cut open.
Right.
So, and that's obviously a huge, huge medical issue.
Yeah.
Right.
So, if you're wanting to have multiple, like a lot of kids, they recommend, you know, not doing a scheduled.
Right.
Steven and I think we're probably done with mm-hmm. two, mm-hmm. but we're leaving the door open for three, because they also can tie your tubes fairly easily, to my understanding, while doing a C-section.
Because
you're already open. Whereas usually it's like a really complicated, you know.
Procedure. Because are you going through the... How do you get there?
No, you just cut you open? Yeah.
Girl, I don't know. Shit. I don't know anything. I'm like, are they going through the hole? Like, how are we just... I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have not had my tubes tied, so maybe.
Well, right.
But I don't
clearly.
So. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we think we're probably done, but not so certain that we're going to, you know, tie them up while they're in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if we have three, that's it for sure. Mm-hmm. And that would be tie them up. So right, that was another thing where I'm like, I feel comfortable having a C-section because I know I'm not having more than three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
But I don't know if I told you this. I'm getting an IUD at my 6-week postpartum visit.
Oh period. No.
Snaps. Period. Except I hopefully won't have one.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let us know.
I was just
because
gonna say.
I have had back and forths about IUD.
Okay.
Because I want to, but I'm like, I want it, but I don't want the act of doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I'm scared for it because I've heard it's super painful.
I know, I've heard too. But I heard it's like so good.
The one I'm getting lasts for 7 years.
Right.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So, because that's the thing. If we do have a third, we want a big gap. So to me, to be like, to go back on like oral contraceptives or something like that.
Right.
Long term, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
If I can just... one day of pain to not have to worry about it for 7 years.
I know.
So. That's the thing that's getting me. I'm like, that's a long time. Like,
yeah. And by 7 years from now, we will for sure know if we wanted to have another one.
Totally.
It would be before the 7 years, I think.
Right.
But you can get it taken out.
Right.
So.
Well, keep us updated on that journey as well.
We'll do.
Yeah, I please know. Do.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how... I did not have plans on asking all those questions,
no.
But it was like happening and I was like, wait, hold on. How the fuck
please
does any of this happen?
Yeah, I'm happy to answer all the questions. I think it's so fascinating. Mm-hmm. I love talking about like pregnancy and birth and all of that.
It's like crazy.
It's really wild when you think about it.
Like, there's so much happening.
This is such a journey, and I'm truly already prepared for her to come back and give us the story play by play. Sierra, I'm sorry to you. Write all the notes in your mind.
I'm like,
I need a play by play. I'm over here at the edge of my seat already. I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
I will. What a journey. Yeah. Like, and Wow.
Dude, I know.
You're so strong. Oh my God. Number one, I just want to say that. Like, truly. Invincible. Truly. Like, what a superwoman for doing this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like the women, number one. Period. Women, number one. Women giving birth. Oh my God. So strong. And like,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Dude, I, some shit that I feel like I have like empathy for, but I don't actually understand. Like, I can't like make it make so much sense in my head, but I'm like, for sure, because yeah, and like my, maybe my body could do it too, but I'm like, but after that I'm like, I don't have the thoughts.
Yeah,
like, and I, and then I'm like, I, not me though.
Yeah,
that sounds crazy.
Like when I think about it, it genuinely feels like that seems like so not just monumental, but like you have to be so strong. And like, I'm not even pregnant or anything near like that. But sometimes with Ryan, I'm like, oh my God, I would like, I, me, this person right here would have to give birth right. to like the human if we wanted to have a human.
Right.
And, I'm like, and that just doesn't like.
It's so hard to like.
It's so hard to
conceptualize in your head. Cause like you can say it, right? Like you'd be like, oh yeah, I want to have kids and blah, 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 blah. And I want to give birth and like, whatever.
Yeah.
And, but like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, us alone being like, yeah, Sierra's gonna go on maternity leave.
And I'm like, whoa. But then I'm like,
wait a minute, let's follow
She's about to fucking do the most right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, you know what Steven said all the time, like, in the immediate aftermath of birth and like early postpartum? He was like, I can't believe everyone does this. Like, every parent that you've ever seen did this.
Right.
This feels uniquely hard and crazy. Like, this must have never happened to anyone in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realize this is the history of the world.
Right.
Is people doing this?
Right.
And how, and people are just doing people it are just every doing day. It. And you're
like, and I, honestly, I sometimes gaslight myself and be like, well, obviously it's fine because there are bitches that have 45 kids.
I
like, clearly
agree.
It's not that deep, but I'm like,
I gaslight myself as well.
Me, like, but it but seems it is. Like it seems that deep.
Yeah. Yeah, like you telling me the story, I'm like, what, I'm a like, strong woman. I could, I
and
like,
she's gonna not do that again, but she's gonna have another one. Like, she was like, yeah, let's run it back.
Yeah. Like,
run it back. Oh my God.
I think that's why the brain blocks out so much of the birth and postpartum trauma, because it has to. Otherwise, would I really do it again?
Right. Right.
But then like, you hold your baby and you cuddle them and you bond with them and you're like, oh my God, I'd do this 5 million times over.
And that's what they say. Every mother does too. I
know. Oh God.
After they said the craziest story about
they're like, yeah, and I almost died.
I was in an
elevator. But I'd do it again.
And I was in an elevator, trapped in an elevator. I couldn't, I was rushed and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, and then I gave birth right there on the floor. I'm like, how?
Dude, when my mom told me when she had me, first of all, at 18, an icon, a legend, could never be me. Holy
so
shit.
Strong.
I don't even know what that, bless her. She was like, yeah, I was 10, you were 10 days late. So that was a lot. And all this stuff, whatever, she's talking about it. And I'm like, well, that sounds crazy. And she was like, yeah. And then for whatever reason, 11 years later, decided to do it again. And then again, a year and a half after that, I was like, are you okay?
And
she was like, no. She's like, but I love you guys all so much, obviously. And it's fine. And it's fine. And I was like, oh my God. Also, now that I think about it, I don't think she had any C-sections, which is crazy. Also, so much time in between. Also, that would have probably stressed me. It's one thing to have a kid, right? And then 11 years later to be like,
I'm just thinking right now about all the moms when they are like, and I birthed you. And I this, no wonder mothers like are like, and I gave birth to you. Like, I, you don't even
know what I did.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, to bring you into this world. And how could you be so ungrateful sometimes?
Yeah.
You
know?
I birthed you. And that's what they use. And you don't understand. You're like, oh, yeah. And you birthed me. And what? No, girl, you thank you.
Yeah,
thank
right, because that shit must have been
on my
crazy.
Birthday. When I, it's like my birthday, I will literally text my mom and be like, thank you again for what you had to go through, like, et cetera, many years
so
ago.
Sweet.
And she's always like, oh, and I would a million times over. And I'm like, I know, but
you really did
one.
That.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
Me now listening to this, I'm like, mom, I listened. Sierra told me about when she had to give birth and it was crazy. And I'm sorry to you.
And I want
to
thank you.
And, you know, and I'm sorry for every time I was an asshole.
Yeah, right, as fuck.
I do feel like it made me closer with my mom going through that and also having her there with me.
Right.
And constantly being like, oh, yeah, you did this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
right,
crazy.
Right. Yeah. And also, like, I feel like you just saying that now made me, like, think of how if you do choose to have kids and you're, you know, and you and your mom are, like, in each other's lives, how then you're, like, maybe you're like both married and like, oh, that's cute. Like her friend, you guys like become like in the same.
Yeah. As you like grow circle. Older, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously when you're a young little girl, you're not relating as much because you're not like, I don't have a husband. No. I don't have any. But as you grow with life, the more you're like, it's me slowly becoming my mother.
And you used to like a boy, my dad, right? And you used to like him, and I'm sure you were doing some dumb shit to get his attention. Oh, embarrassing girl, right. And then you got married, and oh my God, and then you got a house, and then you got a kid, and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, right, you're just like me for real.
Right, yeah.
When your parents become humanized for you, that, like, just changes everything.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
You also don't know anything.
Yeah. What's that bite size right now that's running around? It's like, this is your mom's first time doing life, too. And yes. I'm like, oof.
Yep.
You're like, so right.
I know.
I love you.
Let's have more grace with the moms.
I know.
It's hard.
God, moms are unstoppable.
Truly.
And thank you for everything you do, mothers.
Truly.
Thank you. Truly.
Mother's Day is next month.
It is.
Right?
And this time, I get to have this baby out of me for Mother's Day. Last time, I was super, super pregnant. And then Steven got to have a real Father's Day. Oh, because Grace was like 2 or 3 weeks old. I was like, I guess I barely missed the cutoff.
Well, this time you'll have two.
This time.
Baby will be here.
Oh, my God.
And during my maternity leave, I am, as long as recovery is going well, I am going to pop back in for just one, you know, postpartum episode, give the girls all the tea on everything that happened. So then we can rehash all of this and all your questions with round two.
Excellent.
Tea. Love that. I cannot wait. Obviously, I hope it goes amazing.
Thank you.
And it's going to be amazing and beautiful. Can't wait to see the baby. Whoa!
Well, sorry to spend the whole first part of this episode talking about my previous birth.
Necessary.
That is not what we're doing today.
I'm sorry. I needed to know.
Those were the questions and the answers I needed answered before this.
We needed to do our Q&A before we got to their Q&A.
Yes.
I agree.
Because, if you did not get this from the title, we are doing a Q&A to send off Miss Sierra to have ourselves a really great, wonderful 20-whatever episode. You guys submitted these on the Instagram, so if you're not following us on Instagram, go do that and you can participate in the next Q&A or whatever we do after this.
I'm excited to see the episodes while I'm on maternity leave.
Yay!
Like, I'm gonna be sitting there watching the episode of you guys breastfeeding, and
it's gonna be like when your mom is watching you on TV and she's got the phone onto the kid. She's like, oh yes, I'm watching you guys. We're gonna get a Slack.
Yeah.
I love the episode.
Hi,
ladies,
you look gorgeous. No, when I got to finally watch the Truth or Drink that you guys did, I was loving it. I was having so much fun.
Oh, good.
I always review the episode, like the episodes on 2x speed because like I've lived it. And that one, I was like, one time.
Right.
I want to savor this. Honestly, 0.5.
Right, slower.
And subtitles, please.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, shall we take some questions?
Yes.
I think we shall.
Be gentle with us, Jessica, at the beginning, please.
Okay, well, here's a big old softball. How are you guys doing?
Aw. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sierra?
I'm tired.
Right.
My body's sore. Right. But I'm happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Aw. I'm happy to be here in this current moment on the couch with you guys. I'm a little emo about it being our last episode for a bit.
I know.
Okay. And I'm really happy with like where I'm at and trying to savor this last bit of time before baby's here.
Really, your life's about to change. Hella. Yeah.
Totally.
That's crazy.
Grace is going to have about a that? Little sister. Yeah.
I know.
Like, she's going like, to have
everything,
sister.
This like, whole spot, little, like, it's about to be fully different.
Yeah. Speaking of, a fantastic question, by the way. I'm going to put them for our audio listeners. I will be pulling our grabbed questions on screen. But if P and Ryan could name Sierra's baby, what would they name her?
Oh, hold on.
Okay, yeah.
Who put that question? Because snaps to you.
That's a great question.
I'm dying to know.
Yeah, okay. Their username is Nicole Meows.
Oh. The cat's meow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me think.
And if it's good enough, she could choose to go with this.
There's still time.
Yeah. She's not holding baby in arms yet. Yeah. Let's work really hard.
Yeah. The name's to be, I think Grace tried to name the baby, what, Sad Baby Him?
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. And
Prince
that was
Eric.
Prince Eric.
With a W.
But Grace actually did name this baby.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
Because the name that we decided on is the one that she suggested.
Oh, my God.
So it's not Sad Baby Him or Prince Eric.
Bummer. But,
okay.
Bummer.
Well, man.
Let me think.
I know.
What is the sweet girl from Pokemon's name that has Togepi?
Misty.
Are you gonna name the baby Togepi?
No.
I mean, Togepi is kind of cute, but
that's
no.
Cute.
But I was just thinking, what's her name? And because she's so cute, and I'm like,
Misty. That's cute.
I kind of like that.
That is cute.
Or like Melody.
Ooh.
Or Melanie. Oh, I like these.
That's cute.
I also like Melody for like music.
Yeah. Right. I think that that's so pretty.
I literally know a set of twins, and their names are Melody and Harmony. Adorable. And they're like fully grown women. They're like older than me.
That's
but
cute.
I'm like, you guys are so cute.
That's cute as shit.
That's so cute. I know.
My name's Melody, and this is my sister Harmony.
That's adorable. Okay. Genius. Also.
I'm having twin girls.
Right. Ooh, okay. Okay, it's coming to me. I can feel it. Okay. I'm thinking about like nature. So it's giving like. It's coming to me. Hold on.
For the audio listeners, Ryan has had her eyes closed this whole time. She's frantically tapping her fingers and is moving around erratically in her camera.
She's trying to summon her answer.
Because it's so close, but I can't, like, I keep wanting to just say forest, not forest. It's not forest, but it's like.
Like fern, like nature-y
River or something.
Oh, stop. I like that.
Like river.
I do like river.
Yeah.
I should have done a baby name consult with you guys.
Maybe.
That's why I'm saying we're doing good.
Listen. Misty River.
Oh.
There's the whole name. There you go.
Perfect.
Misty River Schultze. Love it.
You know, my name was supposed to be Summer Breeze.
Not
first
the
name Summer, middle name Breeze.
How dare you? You've told us about Summer, but you never mentioned Breeze.
I never mentioned Breeze.
You never mentioned Breeze.
There's a reason for that. Yeah. That's Summer Breeze.
But that's kind of cute though, that like SB. Cute.
Yeah.
Summer Breeze.
That's kind of cute.
It's like giving me like word association. It's giving me the same beat as Baja Blast.
These are my twins, Baja and Blast.
Listen, Sierra loves Taco Bell. Maybe
that is so funny.
These are good names.
I know. I'm kind of
write these
it.
Down if anybody.
I know. I mean, you might have a third. I'm like, write it down.
Middle names.
Right.
Those are good.
Really great answer.
I'm going to stick with River.
What about you, Jess? Do you have any great ideas?
No, I feel like I'm going to say mine and it's going to feel stupid.
Okay.
But only because my reason is not like a reason to name your child that for the rest of their life. I feel like as having a daughter, it would be so cute to name them Piper.
Aww.
Because of how you and Steven, both the like tonal quality of your voices and stuff. But I can imagine you guys be like, Grace, Piper.
Oh,
like the double syllable, you know what I mean?
That's cute.
Yes, I just think it's a cute name.
It is.
The birds are cute. The Pied Piper's cute.
Right. I like it.
I love it.
When you were giving your explanation and then you heard the P, I heard the P sound, my brain immediately went, she's going to say Padme.
I'm dead.
I should have.
Actually,
I think you should name her BB Anakin.
Dude, I unironically had Anakin on my baby names list for a boy for a little while.
Really?
And I want to know, how did Steven feel about that?
I think this was like a little pre-Steven.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This was like, I am like just thinking about baby names. I'm like, oh my God, if I name my baby Anakin.
And she's like, Annie. Little Annie. So cute. No, it's cute. It's really cute.
I support it.
I know. It is cute.
All right. The third. Thank you.
I'm here for Anakin as a middle name.
I do like
it. I feel like enough time has passed for people who are going to grow up as adults.
Yes.
And they'll appreciate it if they know. But it's not so like, Anakin, you know.
I think it kind of is.
But you know what? But
for a middle name, though, like, you're not getting called that. But if somebody asks, you're like, oh, that's kind of badass.
You know what name we did like that's kind of like that, though, that's like Star Wars but not Star Wars but also biblical was Luke.
Cute.
But we liked, like, Luke for Star Wars. But then, like, no one would be like,
oh, you're named after Star Wars.
Right. It's not C-3PO.
Right.
Or Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. Right.
And for short, call me Jar Jar.
Yeah.
They just go by their initials for the rest of their life.
JJ. Right.
No, yeah.
What does JJ stand for? You don't know.
JJ Binks.
JJ Binks.
Okay, our next question is, who is the most likely to survive a stranded island situation? And why is it Sierra? Also, the username on this one is absolutely Paloma's boyfriend.
We see you.
A troll.
Ryan, thank you.
Bye.
I don't know if I believe it, but thank you.
I fully do. He's so right.
I 120% agree. That's why he said it. He's like, yeah. I'm asking, but rhetorically knowing these two girls.
Because
and
I was
why
gonna
is
say,
it Sierra?
Because he's... We've never done Stranded Island, but we've done Joshua Tree. We've done Vegas together. And he's like, they won't survive.
Yeah.
It's no. gotta be Sierra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's, yeah, it was a rhetorical question, but correct.
Yes, yes.
That's so funny. The problem is, I don't know if I could keep it together mentally.
Really?
Yeah. I think I might be, what's that old movie where he's got like Wilson the coconut?
Shipped
away. Castaway.
Yeah. Shipped away.
Yeah. Castaway.
Flushed
away.
Yeah, yeah. Flushed. Great film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So mentally you would just be.
Yeah. I worry that I wouldn't be able to keep it together mentally. Honestly, I think if I was by myself, I might have a better chance because I would be like, I have no choice but to keep it together.
Right.
But if it was all of us together, I think I might just crumble.
Sierra. The three of us are on a desert island. I'm sorry, but I'm looking to Sierra. I'm so sorry.
No. We're not gonna make it. We're not gonna. I don't
the
have
the three
skill
of us
set.
Take each other's hands. We just jump in. We just
opposite. I feel like if I was alone, I'd go insane. But if there were other people, then you can do like the mom thing where you're like, no.
That's true.
Right.
Maybe you could delegate also. Like, okay, you need to do this because I need to focus on this. Somebody else do this and then we can work together. And I need to be told what to do.
Manage the island.
Sierra, we'll get a task management system.
Listen, all the Survivor you have watched, and you're telling us no backup.
I don't know. There's no hope for us.
I know because
you won't survive.
I'm like, what would I go off of? I would probably just use like the knowledge I have from like minor Girl Scouts, which also is not a lot. Basic.
There won't be any cookies on the island.
Fucking cookies on the island. Yeah. Would you like to buy a box of Do-si-dos? No, you're going hungry.
Yeah.
And pitching a tent, I definitely know that my co-leader assists with that. Like that, we did, none of us earned that respectfully to our troop.
I appreciate the compliment, Ryan. I'm honored that all of you guys as well have faith in me because maybe I just need someone to believe in me more than I believe in myself.
Well, bitch, you got us.
Yeah.
Because if you are trying to believe in us, you're wrong. And we're not going to make it.
And my boyfriend is clearly already.
And
my girl and her best friend.
Bad.
Nope.
Useless.
And you know what? When we do go camping, he is the one to like pitch the tent, start the fire, feed us, make sure we have water, give us the hand sanitizer. So in
retrospect, telling you, Joshua Tree, I was just standing there.
He looked at us and we're like,
and I was like,
ladies.
What is it that you want?
He's like, what survival skills do we have? Ryan's like, excuse me.
Literally, I was like, I've
never developed
first
that skill
of all,
set.
I would never be in a situation in which I would have to do this. Like, I'm here because for fun.
And my question is, how did I get to this deserted island? Were we like tricked into like some like a brand deal? And then
it's the tart trip.
I was gonna say to Bora Bora.
Yeah, now, surprise, but no one's there. Yeah. Or like whatever. And we're all just like,
oh my god,
what are we gonna
do? What do we do?
It's 20 whatever on a desert island.
And you would have to eat fish, you know that, right? You would have to eat and catch fish. What are we going to eat? You're going to starve? You're not going to touch a fish?
Simply pass away.
Yeah, see? Look, and then we're done.
Why would that be the craziest scam, though? Like a fake brand trip?
It's just giving Fire Fest.
I was just about to say that. TBT to Fire Fest. What a time. I should have said that was one of my Roman empires, because I think about Fire Fest a lot.
Did that happen just this past year, or was it?
No, this was like five years ago. This was like 17.
You know what? Then maybe I'm thinking about the recent one that happened where like they sent a bunch of people and then it wasn't like what they thought it was going to be.
There was a recent like.
It's like a Coachella
kind of thing. Yeah.
Some kind of thing. Yeah. Something like that. Okay. I thought it was that. But cool.
Yeah. Honestly, if you want to just really get it back into the Fire Fest, just watch the Hulu documentary and the Netflix one. They are so good. I rewatch them like every 2 years.
But watch the Hulu one first.
Watch the Hulu one first.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
I'm literally
going
to watch it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So good. So good. So
okay. Hulu.
Yep.
Thank you.
Firefest.
Gotcha.
Okay. Our next question from Madeline Gager. If High School Musical was set in 2024, which of the main cast would have the most TikTok followers?
Oh.
Pick one.
Should we say it on three? Because to me, there's one clear
answer.
There's
one clear answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Sharpay. Oh!
Who did you say?
What did you just say?
I was going to say Zac Efron.
Well, that's not someone in High School Musical, but that's okay. Troy Bolton is what I think you probably should have said.
You're right. Oh my God, I'm
Who
sorry.
Is Zac Efron?
I called him by his legal
government name.
Yeah, his government name. You're so right, though, about the Sharpay Evans. And I, that was silly of me to not even...
Zach, no.
Troy
would have the Instagram followers. But not because he's, like, doing anything, but just because he's, like, popular.
Okay.
And he would have Instagram followers. But, like, TikTok, you have to, like, create content, actually.
Right. Yeah. And Sharpay would be giving us content. Sharpay's giving content. Get ready with me to go to the theater. Get ready with me to... Oh, my God, girl. Style this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She would give
backstage. She's doing Q&A. She's live.
Well, I mean...
Getting ready.
I mean, we could also... She... The girl that could give her a run for her money, and they probably have beef, is Ms. I know her real name is Vanessa Hudgens, but in the...
Gabriella.
Because we know that Ms. Hudgens likes to go live. She likes to...
Yeah, but that's Ms. Hudgens.
Again.
This is not... We're talking about Gabriella Montez. We're not talking about
but
Vanessa
if she's
Hudgens,
trying to fit in
who
the
is
school,
pregnant, by the way.
Yes!
Sorry.
Yes. She's pregnant.
She she came on the what are they called? The Oscars, and
did
was
she,
like, she just got married too. She just got married. Cute man too. Real cute.
Mm-hmm. I am so
I don't know who,
I don't know his name.
I don't think he's like an act. I don't think he's like a celebrity.
Okay.
I think he's a baseball player. Hang on.
Oh, an athlete.
I absolutely Googled that last night when I couldn't.
He's cute. He's super cute. But yeah, they're pregnant. They just got married.
I knew she had like a fresh boyfriend, but I didn't know
Cole Tucker.
Cole Tucker. Yeah, I was left on when she was dating Austin Butler.
Yeah.
Shame. Devastation.
Listen, 10 years of her life. Down the drain. Just kidding.
Oh, you know who else from the High School Musical cast might be an underdog with the most followers?
Yeah.
Zeke. Tell me he wouldn't be like a Benching with Babish.
Dude, the cooking content would give.
And he's got so much personality.
And he's hot.
Yep, he's hot. He's like sweet, charismatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're right.
And he'd have a shtick.
Yeah.
His niche and he'd be strong in his niche.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. But I do think still Sharpay would.
Sharpay.
Yeah.
Because she would just pump
out
the content.
Curate.
Always.
And it would be aesthetically pleasing. She would use great fonts, great trending audio. God, she'd be, if anything, she'd use her own audio, you know?
Yeah, she's singing in her audio.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But actually, as we're here, I think that now's the time to open up about what I wanted to tell you guys.
Oh,
please.
What?
So during the month of February was Valentine's Day, and Zac Efron posted on his Instagram like a brand deal type thing with like baking pancakes. And he was like,
okay.
From my heart to yours. Hi, I'm Zac Efron, blah, blah, blah. And I remember like commenting and be like, this reached the proper, this reached its demographic or whatever.
Right.
I commented. I don't even know why I felt compelled to say that, but there I was. Well, that comment has gotten me into a little bit of stuff because it keeps getting liked and keeps getting like all. It has like hundreds of likes on it, and now I'm getting direct messages that I actually want to read to you, because obviously. And here's
what
the thing.
What are you talking about?
What?
Right now?
I got a message saying, "Hello, Queen. Good day to you. I am the personal assistant to the icon Zac Efron. He saw your profile on Instagram and is interested in you. Would you be interested in knowing him personally?" Hold on. There's another one. "Hi, I'm Mary. As a member of Zac Efron's social media management team, he asked us to conduct a survey on Instagram on the most common comments and profiles. Turned out that you were one of the most common. One of the where was personal. Please, I will contact you. He would like to speak to you personally and express his gratitude."
Not these scammers.
This is the scam that gets us millennials, whereas like our grandparents, they're like, fill out your social security
right,
number
for
here
the
and they're
African
like
African prince he needs
okay.
money or whatever
and we're
dude.
Like Zac Efron wants to talk because I'm betting you I would bet
well,
on
I
it
I low-key
that so many people fall for that
I low-key fell for it the first one and before you got to the end I was like oh my god what the fuck like what the fuck but then I was like oh wait just kidding
I knew it was fake because I had received multiple.
right.
From his social media team, his personal assistant.
Right.
I know him personally. I had no idea we were running a Zac Efron scam. And now I have Zac Efron accounts following me.
Wow.
Like
from one comment?
From that one comment. And it just has not like died off. And I will probably open my Instagram and it's always like a notification of someone else like following it. And then... Yeah,
that's so
so go onto Instagram and I, literally still his last post was from Valentine's Day and he literally is holding like a pizza and there's my stupid comment and also a viewer of 20 whoever's like Paloma had I know I'd find you here I'm like oh. All to say it's got a lot of eyes on me
okay
so the personal assistant turns out Zac Efron wants to speak with me personally
you know,
so if you have anything to report I will be relaying it back to Mr. Efron
okay.
Yeah, and his personal assistant his social media team his best friend his mom his cousin.
Wow.
What?
That is hilarious.
I know. So
and so ridiculous.
I'm sharing with you guys because who else am I going to tell?
No, right.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I can't believe you've been sitting on this information
I know.
For months.
Yeah, I was like, what is she about to say right now?
I thought that the likes would just like die down. I was just like, oh yeah, I mean, yeah, no, yeah, right, for like, sure. Ha, ha, ha. But now it's, again, I just got these messages maybe 2 weeks ago or like a week ago or something.
And actually, this was in February?
Yes. So I commented, it was like a Valentine's special. Literally, he was like baking pizzas shaped like a heart. So, and he was like, and from my heart to yours. And I was like, this reached its demographic. Well, too bad.
Well, it did.
It did. It did.
And did.
And did. Okay. And now the personal assistants. So, anyways, just wanted to share that with
you.
Wow. Okay. So if we can get me to meet Zac Efron, ladies.
Right. I mean, one step closer.
Yep.
All right.
Wow. That is my truth.
That's crazy.
That really is crazy.
Paloma, thank you for sharing that.
Truly, that was necessary. Yeah, I'm going to think about that. That's going to be my new Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, our next question is, which 20-whatever girl gives the most cunt?
Ooh.
Who's serving the most cunt? I honestly sound so out of place saying that.
I think it's between me and Jessica.
So true.
Here's what I was going to ask. No, as someone who like still thinks of like cunt as like a bad word and an insult, right. I know it's like not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What does it mean?
It just means like serving, like giving. Like who is like showing up and you're like, damn, bitch, it's giving cunt. Like,
yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. It's between Ryan and Jessica.
Yeah.
I think I am a cunt and that Ryan is a cunt. I think when I do, I unintentionally serve it. And I think you most organically serve it.
Together.
Farm cunt to table. Sisters. Ryan
serves. Farm to table.
Oh. You're holding Jessica on a platter.
Yes.
She's serving cunt and you open the platter. It's Jessica Lange.
Yes. Yes.
Sierra, if Jeff Probst ever retires, should Survivor stop or who should host instead?
Okay. If it's more than like 5 to 7 years in the future, I think it should stop. I think let it be what it was. Okay. If it's sooner than that, I say we keep it going. And I think one of the greats should come back and host it.
Oh.
Like Parvati or Cochran or Boston Rob, like one of the original, like Suri would be amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the like big Survivor icons who can like do his job. Because that's the thing. No one can do it like Jeff.
Well.
Of like,
right.
Keep, no like keeping the questions going and knowing what to say.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna nominate Miss Lauren Ashley Beck to come back. She is a Survivor. She was, I believe, top 3 or top 4 on Survivor. And she's also an influencer.
Oh. Now.
And she is amazing. She is one of the nicest content creators I've ever met. I, like, totally fangirled when I met her.
Oh, my God. Iconic.
And then I've seen her at, like, so many different places. And she's always so nice and wonderful. Yeah. And she also, like, hosts red carpet stuff. So she could, like,
nominate it.
Perfect.
Love it.
Yeah. She can
do
everything. That.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Our next question is, do you guys ever wish to sit in a different spot on the podcast couch? I really want to know the answer to this.
No.
I think
I have the perfect spot. Because I feel like I can see everything. Like, there's nothing I'm not, you know.
Oh,
I can see everything.
I hear you on that because I do miss the monitor. So if I had a better view of the monitors, that'd be great. But I feel like now comfortable, like, in my spot. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. I haven't even thought about switching. I like it here.
Right.
Yeah, I think it would feel weird if I sat somewhere else.
Like, if we swatched spots, it would be like.
Yeah. If I did, I think I would want to be there because you have the most view. Even view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the good view, girl.
I do.
To Ryan, in that good view, what is your favorite Justin Bieber era?
Oh, my God. This is hard. Well, it's not hard. It's actually not hard. But what I will say is a little bit problematic, but I can say it. Sorry. It's when Justin Bieber was in his light skin era. That was my favorite. It was when he was, like, doing the most and in his, like, R&B bag. Woo! In 2014, I think. 2014, 2013.
Some hit songs from this era were?
The whole album. The Journals album, very good. And that was simply the best. That was also like right after he was Bad Boy Bieber, which I ate up.
Was that when he was doing like the Calvin Klein ad?
Mm-hmm.
Was it that era?
Mm. A little bit before.
Okay.
A little bit before. But it was like definitely when he was like, I'm getting hella tattoos.
That's what I was going to ask. Was it tattoo time?
My shirt's off a lot and I'm like cursing people out and all that stuff. I was eating it up.
So the next question is, how does Paloma plan and afford to go on all the cool vacations she's gone on?
Well, I think honestly both answers stand in the first one, which is like my boyfriend, plan and afford. He plans them. He's so type A. He makes sure that everything is in a PowerPoint and we know what we're doing every moment of the day. Love you, baby. So he'd be planning them. And also, I am a leech. He travels for work. And if there's an opportunity for me to go with him, since I work remote as well, I will literally just like join the fun. And he is so lucky enough to have family literally in Japan and Hawaii. So when I go to visit his actual family, it looks like I'm going to Japan or Hawaii.
Off
and
it's vacation.
Like, yeah. It's like, I'm so lucky. So that trip to Hawaii, that trip to Japan was like because his family's there and all that stuff. So, and again, I just jump on all those business things.
What a combo. Right. A partner who not only gets to travel for work,
right,
but then that the other half can travel with them because of job flexibility.
Yeah.
And that he's a planner.
Right.
Like,
yes.
World traveler.
Yeah. Right,
literally.
And before before COVID and everything, I wasn't working remote. So I was like not able to join him as much and stuff like that. And now finally in this stage, I'm like, oh my gosh, well, luckily I'm remote and I can join him.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. If y'all were the Jonas Brothers, who would be each Jonas?
Oh, this is good.
Do you guys have strong opinions on any of them?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I feel like I am very strongly Joe.
Okay, I support
that. Especially in his problematic areas. I'm like, I feel like he would be the most to say something ridiculous, and I would then say something ridiculous also.
I think you're Nick, then. Mm. And I'm Kevin. Because Nick is, like, soulful.
Right.
I feel like he's the more, like,
has, like, the sweetheart. Kind face. Is, like, a little sweetie. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin's, like...
You underestimate Kevin, and then you find out that he's actually the best one.
I know. The more we keep going
And Kevin's the dad.
He's the best. Right. And he's so caring for his team. Like, you can see, like, even those clips of him, like, moving the water bottle so he doesn't step on it. I'm like... You know.
And Jess is Frankie.
Yep. Jess is Frankie.
Shut up, T. Oh, my God. Should we do that as maybe for Halloween? That would be kind of funny if we get, like, those kind of faux hawk type of hair, like TBT, God. Like the
so
curly
funny.
One. Yeah.
What are your personal goals for the year not related to careers?
I wanted to read a lot of books this year, and I have been reading a lot of books this year.
That's amazing.
So that's been good. And that's been, like, just a just-for-me thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also has taken me... away from my phone so much.
Mm.
Because usually when I get a little bit of time to decompress, especially being, you know, pregnant and uncomfortable, I'm like, I just want to lay in bed. And then what would that turn into? Scrolling.
All right.
But now it's like, I just want to lay in bed and
read.
I'm
going to read my book.
Oh, that's so nice.
I do love that.
I think for me this year, I'm going to continue with small movements every day.
Mm.
Just small. I don't want it to be like, oh, it's too much. No, just
a
little bit.
I feel like at the end of the year, I want to have like a clear morning and night routine.
Ooh.
Like I can be like, okay, this is what I do in the morning and this is what I do at night. And I know that. And that's what it is.
And once you do it enough times that it becomes a routine, then you're not even actively thinking about it.
Yeah. Ooh. Like I want to get to that point.
Yeah.
Reading, movement, and
routine.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. We are going to be unstoppable.
I know. We're going to check in at the end of the year.
Okay.
Where we're at.
Deal.
With this.
And I'm still adding read a book by the end of the year.
Oh, which yes. Because that's still on there.
That will be icebreaker. And I'm trying to get it like done before Sierra comes back after maternity. So I can be like, you give me the tea and I want to give you what I thought about this juicy book.
Wait, that's
would
actually
you guys
a good
do
idea.
That for me?
I will.
Yeah. We'll do it.
What is your dream sponsorship for the pod? Rooting for you guys always. That is so sweet, Marissa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right off the top of my head, I'm thinking Poppy.
Oh.
Tummy girl troubles, I need that. And I drink it every day. I need Poppy in my bag. Please, drink Poppy.
White Claw. Dude, we're still here.
Please,
you guys.
We are still here.
White Claw.
I'm trying to think of something unique here, but once you said White Claw, my brain is like, it has to be White Claw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has to. So I'm doubling down.
White Claw. Dude, we have to.
Especially once I'm done being pregnant.
Right.
Yeah. We have to somehow crack
open a cold one.
Yeah. We have to pitch to them and be like, look, we are very invested.
Yeah. We have always loved White Claws. Sierra's going to have a baby. She hasn't been able to drink White Claw. She's going to come back and we're going to crack it open and it's going to be great and everybody's going to love it.
You know what mine should be right now? Capri Sun. Capri Sun, sponsor the pod.
That's a good one.
Good.
Our last question, will you still post consistently when Sierra gives birth?
We will be posting every week, every Wednesday, just like we do now, but it'll just be Paloma and I's wonderful faces.
Whoop, whoop.
Sorry to you.
Yeah. So please make sure to watch those and support us.
Yes.
Support the babies, do their solo episodes.
Yes. Yes, I will be there supporting and watching. Y'all better be there too.
We will make you so proud.
If you have any topics you'd love for P and Ryan to cover in any of those solo episodes, please drop them below. We'll be keeping an eye out, and just, we're excited for you to come back. I'm excited to shoot the solo. It's going to be really fun, you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Oh, see ya, bro.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss this a lot. This time means so much to me when we just get to sit down and talk, and it's one of my favorite things I get to do.
I'm so excited because of return. You will have another human with you.
I will. Dude.
And I am stoked about it.
I know. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to meet her and be Auntie's Round 2.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
I'm so excited. I know. And I cannot wait to see what this new season brings.
Yes. For all of us. It's going to be great.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Well, please give us the last sign off.
That's our Woo Girl Minute. Our Woo Girl Minute is that Sierra is about to come back and have a wonderful, great, great birth. She's going to have amazing, beautiful, wonderful child. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have wonderful, beautiful, amazing episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
All around. Well, I love you guys. Thank you. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, we love you.
And I love you guys. And I'm going to miss you too. And I'm going to miss this. So thanks for watching. Be sure to subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. Why is saying this going to make me emotional?
Oh,
you said
God.
No tears.
No tears.
No tears. And I won't see you next week, but they will.
Oh, my gosh. I will start crying.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.